tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Talk Radio Network is the fastest growing online talk and music radio station, broadcasting the highest quality shows available on the web. We talk, we listen, we take action. Using our unique services to inform, inspire, entertain, educate, and connect our diverse audience to the global marketplace. Over 15 personalities make up the 11 shows that broadcast to over 100,000 listeners around the globe. Currently, we are streaming on WeTalkRadio.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. We have something for everyone. Tune in at WeTalkRadio.com.
Show is the K Radio Show right here on WeTalkRadio.com. I am E-Man. I am sitting in for the vacation and T Smiley, who's out on vacation, a well-deserved vacation. So we so appreciative to all of you guys that have joined us on the network. Happy Saturday morning to you. What a gloomy Saturday morning it is down here in Dallas-Fort Worth. Hello, Dallas-Fort Worth. You got E-Man this morning. Sitting in the building with me in the E-Man studio is Man Demanded. Hello, man.
Hello. Happy Saturday, everyone.
Yes, well, happy Saturday, everyone. We so appreciative that you guys would get up and join us. on another Saturday morning right here on the K Radio Show. It is We Talk Radio Network. Listen, this is where we talk, we listen, and we take action. We're so appreciative to all of you guys that will join us. Listen, if you joining us by phone, you can call us here at 563-999-3456. If you want to join the conversation today, you can hit option one, and we'll bring you into the conversation. If not, we just thank you sitting by listening. So we thank all of you guys that's out on the network. Listen, we are the number one station right here on We Talk Radio Network. We so appreciative to all of you guys that would join us on this morning. We love to start this show out with some songs, because you know Mr. T Smiley, he's all about sports and songs. Mr. T Smiley will be back on next week. Yeah, he have worked all year long, worked hard. You know, you got to take a break every now and then.
Sometimes you do have to take a break. You have to pull back every now and then.
Yes, and so he is the operation director over here at We Talk Radio, and they're just doing a great job over here at this network. Shout out to the founder and CEO, Miss Kia Davis.
Yeah, shout out to Miss Kia Davis.
Yes, she's a black woman.
She is a black woman.
So this is black owned.
Yes.
Yes, been in existence for 11 years. And running strong, this network been around for 11 years. She started in, 2010?
Mm-hmm.
And listen, it's running strong.
It is running strong. We talk have so much going on for you guys every day of the week. Guys, make sure you are checking out all social media sites. Make sure you guys are checking out the YouTube page, We Talk Network. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure that you're on, because you will receive the latest updates. Also, you can go to the website at wetalkradio.com and receive additional information. Also, We Talk Radio is a 501c3 organization, so you can always give and receive a return at the end of the year.
Yes, and we're appreciative of that, Mandy. Yes, we so thank you to all you guys that's joining us on this morning. T Smile is out; he's on vacation. You got Mandy and E-Man today. Listen, if you want to talk to Mandy and E-Man, you can call us up here at 563-999-3456. Because I got a question I'm gonna put out there today to all you cowboy lovers.
All right. Yeah,
we're number one.
Is they Uno on the board?
Yeah, we Uno on the board, okay. in the NFC, you know. And our stand is we're number one. The Cowboys bounced back from the Thanksgiving Day. What did you think about the game? That's my question today. You know, right. What did you think about the Cowboys game? You know, they bounced back. They won. You know, they beat the Saints this past Thursday night.
All right.
27-17. You know, and the defense, they just came out with it.
Right. Yes. So, guys, give us a call at 563. That's 999-3456.
Yes. Didn't look good Thanksgiving Day, but they bounced back. So, my question is to all of you Cowboys lovers that joined the T Smiley Morning Show, because you know T Talk Sports, and we're talking sports this morning. What do you think about the Cowboys and where they stand, and what do you think about the offensive coordinator? You know, he's kind of getting a little complacent, you know, kind of beginning to look like, you know, the old Cowboys. You know, you think he's losing his juice, or what's going on over the Cowboys organization? Let's talk about it today. Happy Saturday morning to you. It's a gloomy look out here in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, but we're so appreciative that you guys would get up and join us on the T Smiley Morning Show. Man, we're going to play a song when we come back. We'll be talking to you listeners that's on the phone line, that's standing by, and those of you on the network. Keep it locked. It is the T Smiley Morning Show right here on the K Radio Show. We'll be back right after this.
Don't go nowhere. We'll be back in a moment.
Strapped and laced and come about him. The last person that touched him, this kiwi. You couldn't get this color if you had a personal no genie. You know I keep that hip hop, make the fly. Yeah, my phone's running tip top, my phone's on flip fly. I like the lemon to the dish and the khaki and army green. Had a leather pin stripe, you should see how I do the stream. Last 12 with the strap, red and white with a cardinal cap. All flavors, but it just depends on where I'm at.
Don't get me wrong, man. I'm Murphy Lee, ain't dumb, man. Cause if that shit is on that shelf, you should have some, man. You cannot sit up and tell me that you have none, man. You cannot have three or four, but you got one, man.
I said, give me two birds. I need two birds.
I get the stomping in my Earth Force One.
I'm looking like I need those. 10 and a half, and if you got them, give me 2 of those. I can tell she never seen Murphy Lee before. Cause she's just standing there as if I'm shooting free throws. I said, excuse me, miss, I only wanna buy shoes. She said, I love you, Murphy, especially in the white and blue. I said, the white and blue sound nice, make it twice. And I signed an autograph, thanks for the advice.
I keep it real dirty, dirty, you know how I do. Purple and gold with the Lakers, the Broncos, the orange and blue. I like the floppy. Socks, lows, missing hot tops with the cool soul. But it's tilted with fat ladies when it's cold. When the winter goes and the hot summer flow, then it's back to the all purpose with them the dots in the toe. Ain't nothing stopping the soul that I'm spinning to show. On them Nike Air Force, can't leave behind the old.
Oh, hey, Lee, I treat my shoes like my ride. Chrome on the fat laces and put wood on the inside. Spray candy on the swoosh with electric roof. Fizzle put a kid on the soul, and I got a wider shoe. Get a purple poop, I'm driving them.
Why were you getting them colors? Are you dying them?
Skin is my size and them. No point in tying them. Ain't no point in trying these on. They know I'm buying them.
Nothing gets the hype on first sight like white on white. In 3/4 the lows, they all tight. The only problem, they only good for one night. Cause once you scuff them, you fuck up your whole night. What's my basis? The look of soul on the spaces. This kid's outrageous, he buying them by the cases. Cause once I cop them, I gut them and switch the laces. They all purpose, you heard me, kinda like my daisy.
I said, give me two birds. I need two birds.
I get the stomping in my Earth Force One.
I wore spurs at first, now it's tape on them.
Damn, when those come out,
so I write the date on them. These Louis Vuitton ones, you gotta wait on them. I had to get them early, so I spent more cake on them. Look, I'm trying to keep it up like a one-minute man. While I lay on a car with Rocky 2 headbands, jewelry and all. Spinning bowl in the mall. I got some security buying shoes and all.
Sometimes I get them free, sometimes I gotta pay. Walk in the mall and they know what I'm about to say. And the platinum and the gray. One in the back and the gray, you got a display.
Now in the box is where I keep mine.
Keep mine.
Keep mine. Keep mine.
Once or twice, but never three.
I'm trying to stick a pro. I love Pumas and Shell Toes, but can't nothing compare to a fresh crispy white pearl.
I said, give me two pearls. I need two pearls.
I get the stomping in my Earth Force One.
Stomping in my Earth Force.
We Talk Radio Network is the fastest growing online talk and music radio station broadcasting the highest quality shows available on the web. We talk, we listen, we take action, using our unique services to inform, inspire, entertain, educate, and connect our diverse audience to the global marketplace. Over 15 radio personalities make up the 11 shows that broadcast to over 100,000 listeners around the globe. Currently streaming on WeTalkRadio.com, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Offering a wide variety of shows and services, WeTalk Radio has something for everyone. Tune in, follow us on social media, or visit our website at www.WeTalkRadio.com.
Yo, what's up? This your boy Mood 3 repping From the Bottom Productions, and I need y'all to tap in with my boy T Smiley on the Cave Radio Show every Saturday at 10 a.m. on We Talk Radio Network. Yes.
Yes, it is We Talk Radio Network. We're so appreciative to all of you guys that would join us on the network on today. We are back. We are back. We are back in the building. It is the Cave Radio Show with Mr. T. Smiley, who's out on vacation. I'm E-Man. I'm sitting in for the vacation in T. Smiley. Mandy is in the building. We are in the E-Man studios. Hello, Mandy.
Hello, hello. Hello, everyone.
Yes, we are back. We are back, you know, with our Air Force Ones on this morning.
Right.
Yeah, we are back in the building. Shout out to all of you guys out there on the network. Shout out to all of you guys on the phone lines. We are talking Cowboys today.
We are.
Yeah, them Cowboys, they won on this past Thursday night. They bounced back from the Thanksgiving game.
They did.
Yeah, they lost. Who did they lose to? They lost to the Raiders on Thanksgiving. It was an overtime game.
Uh-huh.
Cowboys lost. I think the Raiders came back with a field goal. They won 36-33. And, you know how you Cowboy fans is.
Man.
You know, y'all, we got some diehard Cowboy fans, but when the Cowboys lose, it ain't nothing nice.
It is not. People are so serious about their home teams, you know, and I just never realized that until years later.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was actually checking out the fan page, and the fans, they were supporting the defense. They were speaking out about the offense in this last game.
Right, right. And they always, they always, them fans, listen, they'll come with it. So what do you think? What do you think about the Cowboys? We are, I think we're 8-4 right now.
Okay.
And I think in the beginning of the year, me and Mr. T. Smiley, we kind of made a bet. We said they'll probably go by like 10-4,
mm-hmm.
You know, and because it's 17 games this year. So I'm going to get a Cowboys probably 13-4. I'm gonna say that. What do you think? Where do you think the Cowboys are gonna end up? I'm gonna put big 13-4. That'll take us on to the playoffs, and it'll kind of start all over again. So my question today is: what do you think about the Dallas Cowboys? And it really was the defense that won the game this past Thursday
right.
night. You know, our defense, they always step up. But we want you guys to chime in this morning on the Cave Radio Show at 563-999-3456. And we'll talk about it today. It is the Cave Radio Show. Mr. T. Smiley is on vacation. Mandy is in the E-Man studios. We are hosting this joint this morning. Welcome, Dallas-Fort Worth. You're listening to the number one station right here on We Talk Radio Network, where we talk, we listen, and we take action. Listen, we're gonna play another song. When we come back out of this song, we're going to be talking Cowboys. Cowboys, Cowboys, Cowboys. We'll be back right after this.
alcohol hero.
Calling all the girls, do you hear me? All around the world, city to city. Cheers to the girls, all juice to the guys. Now I got a chicken and a goose and a rag, getting loose in the ride. Hey, hey, look, 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 the moves to the moves to the moves to the side.
Could I get that Henny? Could I get that Margarita on the rock, rock, rock? Could I get salt all around that rum, 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 rum tray?
Hey.
I was like, yo, Trey, do you think you could buy me a bottle of rosé? Okay, let's get it now. I'm with a band, keys to the friends. I don't say hi, I say keys to the bins. Keys to the bins, keys to the bins. My, my, I got B to the 10. If a try to get cute, I'm a snuffer. Double out of money, out of done, y'all fucker. Fucker, fucker, then y'all fucker. Then I'ma go and get my Louis the fucker.
Excuse me? I'm sorry. I'm really such a lady. I've got young money, you know, Slim. Baby, and we be doing donuts while we waving us. We give a lot of money to the babies out in Haiti, yelling all around the world. Do you hear me? Do you like my body? Anna Nikki.
Rest in peace to Anna Nicole Smith. Yes, my dear, you're so explosive. Say hi to Mary, Mary, and Joseph. Now bottoms up and double my dose.
Bottoms up, bottoms up.
Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informed shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family, and you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy Mood 3 repping Front and the Bottom Productions, and I need y'all to tap in with my boy T Smiley on the Cave Radio Show every Saturday at 10 a.m. on We Talk Radio Network. Yes.
It's We Talk Radio Network. Yes, we're appreciative of all of you guys that would join us on this Saturday morning. Happy Saturday morning to you. Yes, you was listening to Bottoms Up. That was Trey Songz and Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj be rapping, though, she, man.
She does. She does. She is definitely an icon. But yeah. E-Man was over there just gigging, like, he was working it over there. I'm like, okay, E-Man, you got to calm down. We're going to get back on these sports now.
Yeah, but, you know, that's your Saturday morning work. I played that for those of you that work out in the house on Saturday morning. Bottoms up, bottoms up. Then Nikki started spitting. I don't know what she was saying, but she was spitting.
You know, people don't sweep anymore. Not the majority of the time. They vacuum now. Uh-huh. I was thinking about that stroke when music is going that you get with that broom.
Yeah.
When you're sweeping the floor and you get that rhythm going. That's kind of one of those type of songs.
Yes, and so we're so appreciative to all of you guys on the phone line this morning. It is the this morning show. It is the K Radio Show. T Smiley is on vacation. He gave me the big chair. Whee! I'm swinging around in the big chair. He's on vacation, a deserved vacation all year long. Shout out to Miss Kia Davis. They have been doing the doggone thing right over here on We Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Listen, if you want to talk to me and the men is here in the studio, we're in the E-Man studio this morning. If you want to talk to us, you can call us here at 563-999-3456.
Yes, yes, that's 563-999-3456. Shout out to all of you guys that are listening over on the We Talk Network. Shout out to you. Thank you so much for tuning in this morning. Make sure you tune in every Saturday morning with the Man Cave T. Smiley Morning Show.
Yes, that's at 10 o'clock Central Standard Time. Shout out to Chuck World over in Plano. Chuck World Barbershop that's listening. The barbershop is listening.
What's up?
What's up, Mr. Chuck? Chuck in the building?
Yes.
Yeah, we want to shout out to Jeremy. We want to shout out to Miss Is, all of those barbers over there at Chuck World's Barbershop. World-class barbershop.
World-class.
Mm-hmm. Don't get it twisted. Well, we thank you guys for joining us over here on the network this morning. We see you guys on the phone lines. We so appreciative that you will hang out with me and Mandy in the morning. And so Mr. T. Smiley is out. He's on vacation. So we're talking Cowboys today.
Cowboys.
Those Cowboys, they won again. And we what is the offensive coordinator name? Kellen Moore?
Yes.
Yeah, Kellen Moore.
Yes.
What do you guys think about Kellen Moore? Is he beginning to be complacent with his play calling? Because we know it's the defense that really stepped up this past Thursday night. And, you know, they actually showed out this past Thursday, you know. And but you know, a lot of people begin to think that Kellen Moore or something is going on with the offensive coordinator. Why he not calling? Why he calling so many predictable plays? What do you guys think about it?
Right.
You can call us up.
Yeah,
tell us what you think, you know, because I'm predicting, Mandy, I'm predicting that the Cowboys would probably go 13-4. That's my prediction.
That's your prediction?
Mm-hmm.
You guys heard E-Man prediction, 13-4. Give us a call, all of you Cowboy experts out there, at 563-999-3456.
Yes.
And if you want to just talk some mess to E-Man, you know, that private note, guys, you can email him at E-Man@WeTalkRadio.com.
Yes. And so, guys, we got something for you every day of the week over here on We Talk Radio.
Yes.
We, you know, you can check our website out. It's www.WeTalkRadio.com.
Mm-hmm.
We're on all social media. And so you can check us out on all social media platforms, Spotify,
Google Podcasts, iTunes.
Yes. Listen, we everywhere. We're global. We're all around the world. We're so appreciative that all of you guys would join us. We got a YouTube channel that we're also pushing.
All right.
You know, you can go to We Talk Radio Network. You can like, you know, you can share. You know, you can even make a comment if you like.
You can.
But listen, guys, we want you to subscribe for our YouTube channel.
Yes, make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel. You will receive all the latest updates. And also you can learn more about the personalities that's under the We Talk banner.
Yes, because we have something for you every day of the week over here on We Talk Radio. You know, all the personality, all the great shows. Man, do we got any more We announcements?
We do. Now, as you guys heard, E-Man, we have something for you every day of the week. You know, the slogan, We Talk, We Listen, We Take Action. We Talk is taking action, okay? Now, we got Miss Kia D, the founder of We Talk Radio. You can hear her every Monday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. As a matter of fact, all of our shows are Central Standard Time. We have Groovy Tuesday every Tuesday at 4 p.m.
Yes.
After the lights go out Wednesday at 8 p.m.
Listen, when the lights go out, that's with Miss Kia Davis, right?
Yes, it is.
Yes. Boy, when the lights – listen, you got to put your kids to bed on Wednesday night because it's unplugged and the lights goes out.
Right.
It's all tied in there together.
So this is not PG-13.
But check it out. That's every what, Wednesday night?
It's every Wednesday night at 8 p.m., right? Now, you guys are listening to the Cave Radio Show this morning at Saturday at 10 a.m. Make sure that you guys are checking in, you know, every Saturday morning. And as I stated before, this is Central Standard Time. All shows are Central Standard Time. Now, we have something for you on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
If you need a word.
Yes.
Go to the Shine Lord Radio Show.
Hold on, Mandy. Shine on me.
You want me to hit that bass for you?
Shine.
You better shine, Lord.
Oh, your voice, everybody.
You better shine.
Yeah, so you need that word, right? Every Sunday morning at 10 a.m.
That's with Pastor Jeremy Glenn.
It is Pastor Jeremy Glenn.
Yeah, Pastor Jeremy Glenn. That's every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. You know, because everybody's streaming online anyway.
Yes.
Well, you can stream on We Talk Radio.
You sure can?
Yeah, you know, listen, you can get up. See, I told you, we had something for you every day of the week.
Every
get up on Sunday morning and check out We Talk Radio Network.
Right.
And listen to Shine Lord Radio Show with Pastor Jerry McGlynn.
Right. It is hot over here. Okay. They are truly taking action.
And he's speaking a word.
He is speaking a word.
Yes, he is. So you guys want to check him out. I enjoyed the sermon that he did on last Sunday. And you guys want to go back and just check out all. Listen, because you.
On Sunday evening at 7 p.m., we have Brand New Day with Emily Blue and Deanne Lett.
Listen, guys, if you're anywhere in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, look out there on that billboard. You see Emily.
We absolutely love Emily Blue.
Emily Blue and Deanne Lett's Brand New Day with Emily. That's just a marquee name. That's
right,
just,
right.
That's just a name in like Emily Blue.
Uh-huh.
Yes, you guys want to check Miss Emily Blue out there. I know she do a book club. Yes, she got... Her and Deanne Lax, they just doing the doggone thing. I think Miss Deanne Lax just had a book came out. And you guys, you tune in every Sunday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Join their book club. I'm quite sure Deanne Lax is going to be talking about her new book. I think it's a children's book.
Okay.
Yeah, so y'all guys want to check them guys out on Sunday night right here on We Talk Radio Network.
Yes, we are taking action.
Yes.
Yes, yes. And you guys, you listening to your man today, we got the E-Man After Show every Sunday night at 9 p.m.
You know that dude?
I know that dude.
Yes.
So make sure you guys tune in with E-Man. E-Man has a very unique show. Right, E-Man?
Why it's got to be unique?
It's very unique because just the layout of your show, you know, it's where the guys come and they sit around the domino table.
For
E-Man,
sure.
He always lay out that big six, right? Because you know you have to lay out the big six first when you're playing dominoes.
Mm-hmm.
And then the listeners, they come in on a domino.
Right.
And, you know, E-Man begins to ask questions and everybody just have this great dialogue. So check out E-Man After Show every Sunday night at 9 p.m. All shows are Central Standard Time. We talk radio. We listen. We talk, we take action, or we talk, we listen, we take action. Hey, they're doing so much over here, you just never know.
Yes, you better read them notes, Miss Kid D. We probably listen on the network.
Well, yeah, so look, it's we talk, we listen, we take action.
Yeah, so we so appreciative. We want to thank you, Mandy, for hanging out with me this morning, because I know you are part of the cave. See, once you become a part of the cave show,
mm-hmm.
You listen to the Cave Show, you call into the Cave Show, you become a part of the Cave Show.
You sure do.
And you're part of the Cave Show just as well, because last a few Saturdays ago, we broadcasted live over at Chuck World Class Barbershop.
Mm-hmm.
It was live on location. We had such an awesome time. And you was following the Cave Show before then.
Right.
You know, you think you know sports.
You know what? It is what it is. Look, I let E-Man take the lead on this one. You know, this is Mr. T. Smiley's show, and he does a great job. And those are some big shoes to fill, so I'm just bagging up E-Man today.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Like you said, I think I know.
Yeah, you think you know sports.
All the Cowboys fans be cussing me out when I start talking.
Yeah, yes, but we're Cowboys for life over here. You know, we are diehard Cowboys fans. I am 60 years old. I grew up in this area, in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. You know, I was born in. Over there in Dixie Circle, don't get it twisted.
E-Man, man, let me tell you. E-Man, no nonsense, okay?
Don't get it twisted. We grew up in Dixie Circle and in the projects over there, you know, in Bear Street, back over in that area.
All right, right.
And Mama said, we got to get you guys from over here for, you know, I lose my babies. And then we kind of came out to the Carter area. We moved out here in Oak Cliff, Texas, they
all
call
right.
it. Graduated from Carter High School in 1979. What was you at in 1979?
I wasn't born yet.
Oh, wow. You're the young whippersnapper, huh?
Yeah, I wasn't thought of.
Yeah.
Not at that time, but I came along a little while later.
Yes, and so I was born I graduated in 1979, went on down to Texas Southern University in Houston, Texas. And, you know, we grew up, Mandy, and when the Cowboys – you know, they was playing out at Texas Stadium.
Mm.
First, they was playing. You know, I remember the Cowboys way back. This is for some of you guys on the network or when we talk radio network on the phone line. Let me give you a little bit of history about the Dallas Cowboys. They actually started in the Cotton Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the Cowboys actually started. Back in the Cowboys, Tom Landry was the only coach the Cowboys ever had.
Okay.
You know, and with Tex Rams and all of those guys. You know, we was little kids, and we were, man, listen, it was a big thing to watch the Dallas Cowboys.
Right.
And so they went from back in those days where, you know, you had the Harvey Martins and the Too Tall Jones and
mm-hmm.
and Drew Pearson and Dandy Dunn, all of them great guys, Roger Staubach. But they started out in the Cotton Bowl. But then they moved on to what they call Texas Stadium.
Yeah.
World-class Texas Stadium, which was out there off of 183 in Irving, Texas.
Yes.
And when they built the Texas Stadium, they designed it to where they built a hole in the roof. Why? Because we're an America team like that, right?
Yeah.
But we're such an America team to the point to where it's God's favorite team.
Mm.
And so they wanted to put a hole in the roof so God be able to see his team when they play on a Sunday morning. That's what the hole in the roof mean, Mandy.
Okay.
It just ain't this old beautiful thing where, wow, they can open up the roof.
Mm-hmm.
No, this stadium was designed because when the Cowboys was playing back in the day, the doomsday defense, y'all don't know nothing about that. Yeah, yeah, those of you in Philadelphia, those of you over there in Washington, yeah, call us up over here on We Talk Radio Network at 563-999-3456, because it was rivalry games when you talk about the Washington Redskins and the Philadelphia Eagles and the Oakland Raiders. They was the Oakland Raiders. They the Las Vegas Raiders now.
Oh.
You know, hey, you know, when them games would come on, listen, there wasn't no demonic activity going on.
Okay.
You can literally go get you a bull run
mm-hmm.
when the Cowboys is playing, because it didn't take you but 5 minutes to run across the bridge because
yeah.
there wasn't nobody on the street.
Right.
Everybody was in front of the tube watching the Cowboys. Even God said, listen, whatever's going on, it's going to stop by the Cowboys playing, because that's what the roof was on.
So funny.
No, that's the truth. That's a fact.
Hold up. Now, I've heard you tell that story before, and that's an awesome story, right?
Now listen, to all you Cowboy fans out there, call us up.
Yeah.
Man, they ain't making that up. Listen, that is
listen,
that's a fact.
I need to hear this from somebody else. Give us a call at 563-999-3456. So they've been over here tripping. Let us know. What was the hole in the roof at the Texas Stadium for?
Yeah, you Cowboys for life, all of you Cowboys fans back in the early 70s and the 80s, call us up here and tell us what did that hole represent. So
right.
Jerry Jones bought the team.
Uh-huh.
Jerry Jones say, okay, I'm going to keep the tradition going. Why? So he got modern. You know, he got this big old hole where you can open it up
mm-hmm.
and close it up when the climate's up. I mean, you know, they weren't going to take the hole away. Why? Because it's God's favorite team, man. And so to all of you around the world that's listening on there, don't be jelly. It is God's favorite team. And you can call us up here on the network.
Bless the Cowboys.
Yeah, yeah.
Bless the Cowboys.
I think they're going to the Super Bowl this year.
8-4.
Yeah, they 8-4 right now.
Yeah.
And I'm predicting 13-4.
Those boys are going to Washington, guys.
Yes. So if you want to talk to me and Mandy today about the Cowboys, it is the K Radio Show, the T Smiling Morning Show. Welcome to Dallas-Fort Worth. To all of you listeners out in Dallas-Fort Worth, all around the network, we thank you for listening. This is the number one radio station, We Talk Radio Network. Listen, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back right after this.
Keep it locked. We'll be back in a moment.
By the way that you talk to me, even when you're not around, I feel you, boy. I feel you, boy. Yeah. Tangled in your love and your energy, perhaps it was the way that you smile. I see you, boy. Oh, I need you, boy. Yeah. I've been waiting. Perfect, but you're perfect to me.
Uh-huh.
Work, been asleep, you're a dream. I need you. So we got a past, I want you. And even when it's bad, I love you.
Yeah. Emily Blue, host of Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
And I am Deanne Lax, co-host of Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
We invite you to listen each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time as we inspire and uplift your lives with incredible inspirational music and exceptional conversations with a variety of thought leaders, artists, and experts.
You will also experience empowerment through our engaging segments. So, join us each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where you will
have a fresh start,
gain a renewed heart,
and learn to live smart right here
on Brand New Day
with Emily Blue.
We Talk Radio Network is the fastest growing online talk and music radio station, broadcasting the highest quality shows available on the web. We talk, we listen, we take action. Using our unique services to inform, inspire, entertain, educate, and connect our diverse audience to the global marketplace. Over 15 personalities make up the 11 shows that broadcast to over 100,000 listeners around the globe. Currently, we are streaming on WeTalkRadio.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. We have something for everyone. Tune in at WeTalkRadio.com.
Yeah, I'm the man. We're back in the building. Hello, man.
Yeah. Shout out to all of you that on the network. All right. So, Eman, you talked about prior to the break, you talked about the old Texas Stadium and how the why the roof was open and the reasoning for that, because you said that God would come down and watch the game, right?
Yeah.
Right. So, we have Lexi over on the network. Lexi said, Eman, you're absolutely right. I remember why that hole was in the roof of the stadium. It is because God supports our team. So, Eman.
Yeah, well, see,
all right, interesting.
Listen, we see all you guys over there on the network. We see you guys standing by on the phone line. It is the K Radio Show. I am sitting in the big chair for Mr. T Smiley. He's on vacation. Me and Mandy sitting here chopping it up. Why? Because Mandy's a little young whippersnapper, y'all. You know, she don't even know nothing about the Cowboys. You know, when did you start watching the Cowboys, man? Because they the man.
Well, let me just say this. I remember when I was a child, they were always going to the Super Bowl, and people were always having, you know, they were always partying, having a good time. Everybody was happy that time of year when they found out that the Cowboys was going to the Super Bowl. So all I'm going to say is happiness is catchy. They were happy, so I was happy too. I was running around saying, we're going to the Super Bowl. Now, did I know the meaning behind that? No, but I don't know too much about, like, the game as far as how it's ran and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. But I do see people, and I know people in my family are diehard Cowboy fans, okay? Yeah. I have a sister that will literally come to your house.
For sure.
Okay?
Yeah, she will.
Yeah, she will come to your house about the Cowboys. So I know people really love their home team.
Yes, well, we are diehard Cowboys for life, and I'm predicting 13-4.
Okay.
Yes, I'm predicting they'll go 13-4 for the season and going into the Super Bowl.
Okay.
You know, because we're number one in the NFC right now.
Okay, so is that 13 wins, 4 loss, or what?
Why are you over there acting like you're naivete?
No, I'm thinking 13-4. It makes sense to me because I heard that they're 8-4 now. So I just kind of put it together.
I forgot you did right there in the yellow.
Don't
bus.
You say that. Don't you do it. Not today.
It is the T-Smiley Morning Show. Welcome, Dallas-Fort Worth, to the K Radio Show. Shout out to Chuck World Class Barbershop over in Plano, Texas.
Shout out.
Shout out to Sally's Beauty Salon over there in Plano, Texas.
All right.
Shout out to T.D. Jakes Enterprises over here in Dallas, Texas. Shout out to all of you guys that listen to us on the network. It is the K Radio Show, the T. Smiley Morning Show. Welcome, Dallas, Fort Worth. You know, Mr. T. Smiley, well, Miss Davis. You know, I think T. Smiley's from Arkansas.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe T. Smiley's from Arkansas. You know, that's the only state in the Bible anyway. You know, and so we want to appreciate Mr. T. Smiley. He have given me the keys to the big chair, and I'm swinging around on a Saturday morning, guys. We just hanging out. To those of you that listen to us all around the world, it's a little gloomy down here in Dallas, Texas.
Right, right.
But you know, they say it's supposed to kind of, you know, taper off a little bit. It's been raining and it tapered off a little bit. So we hope you all have a beautiful Saturday morning. Those of you that's still in the bed, those of you that's getting up, those of you that's out there at work. You know, we hope you have a blessed and productive Saturday today. We want you to get out and do whatever it is that you do on a Saturday.
Have a good time, okay? Okay, all right. Eman, I am over here cracking up. Tommy said, Eman, what are you talking about? Arkansas is in the Bible.
Yeah, Arkansas is in the Bible. It's the only state in the Bible.
Uh-huh. Joanne said, prove it.
Listen. Go get your Bible and read it. You know what I'm saying? Yes, because Arkansas is the only state in the Bible, you know, because a lot of they preachers preach it all the time.
Oh, you got to tell it, because they're over here going crazy on the network. They want to know what it is, what it's about.
Yes, well, we see you guys over on the network. We're so appreciative to all of you guys that around the world will listen to this network, that would join us on the K Radio Show. We want you to check out all the shows that's on the network. And for those of you that don't really believe that Arkansas is in the Bible, listen, you hear your pastor say it all the time. You know, he get to preaching and he say, Noah looked at the ark and saw. Yeah. He'll get to, no, scripture starts, Noah, he looked at the ark and saw. You know, he looked out there and he saw all the animals. He looked out the ark and saw all. See, they built this big ark, and he looked out the ark and saw. That's where the name Arkansas come from.
See, calm down, folks on the network. All you Bible scholars, calm down now. Amen, and brought it home. That was a home run.
Yes, and so the only state in the Bible. So we so appreciative to all of you guys who join us on the network. We thank you guys for calling We Talk Radio Network. We've been in existence for 11 years. We are celebrating our 11-year anniversary.
Right, proudly celebrating.
Yes.
We Talk have been around for quite some time, and We Talk has some amazing personalities. So you guys want to make sure that you tune in every week. As we stated earlier, we have something for you every day of the week. So make sure you're listening and support the network. You guys can give. Go to WeTalkRadio.com for more information. This is a 501c3. Organization, so you will get a return on your investment, and it's not in vain. We Talk is in the community.
Yes, we are out there in the community. Got a lot of great things that's coming up on 2022. Man, I mean breakfast and you know, I got some pancakes and sausage this morning. Thank you, Mandy. I want to appreciate you for, you know, hooking a brother up with some good old breakfast this morning.
I know you. You cannot function unless you have breakfast, okay?
For sure. We appreciate all you guys out on the network, all you guys on the phone. Like, shout out to Big Joe. Big Joe in the building.
All right, Big Joe.
Shout out to all of you. Shout out to Dwayne that's in the building. Shout out to all of you guys that's hanging out on the network.
Yes.
Shout out to Miss Stephanie. Let's bring Miss Stephanie and see if she want to just say something.
Hola.
Last Hang four on. Numbers, 3783. Hello, Stephanie. How are you? Turn your phone down. Turn your phone down, Stephanie, and talk into your phone.
Let me get that speaker. I had you on speaker.
So how about them cowboys?
How about them cowboys, Stephanie?
How about them? I mean, my husband is a diehard cowboy fan.
Your husband
I used
is a diehard
to be, but I don't know what happened. So I don't watch the game. I got other things to do.
You don't watch the cowboy game? How are you going to live in Texas and not watch in Dallas and not watch the game?
Because I have an 8-year-old daughter.
Mm-hmm.
She keeps my attention.
She got all your attention.
Yes,
no, you said your husband is a diehard Cowboy fan. Is he one of those
yes.
that be screaming at the television during the game?
Yes. Oh, my Jesus. Yes. You think so? You would think I was a whole bunch of people in this house, and it's just him. It's just
wow.
him. And he be screaming, getting mad, don't want to talk if they lose. Like, it's ridiculous.
Wow.
He need therapy after the Cowboy lose.
He need more than therapy. I mean, it really ruins his whole day
wow.
if they lose.
Wow.
Yeah, it's serious with him. It's very serious. He got to wear his jersey every Sunday. He said that if he don't wear his jersey, that's the reason why they lost. Like, it's crazy.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's what's up. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to one of our followers on the Mandy the Mentor Show. She followed the Mandy the Mentor Show, and we so appreciative that she will follow us. You know, she's just so supportive and looked up and seen her calling in. So, Ms. Jefferson, I wanted to bring you in, and I know you're sitting back listening. Thank you for listening to the K Radio Show. I'm E-Man. You know that's Mandy over there.
What's up?
What's up?
I love y'all. All
righty.
Together.
All righty.
Thank you. Thank you for listening. Make sure you tune in to the Cave Show every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. Mr. T. Smalley, he comes with that content when it comes to the game, the Cowboys, right?
And listen, once you call into the Cave Show, you become a caveman. So tell your husband to call the Cave Show.
Right. Right.
Sure will.
All right. Thank you for listening. Yeah, definitely. She followed Amanda, the Mentor Show. You know, a lot of your listeners, as soon as you put the link out, they just start calling it.
Right, we were hitting them up this morning. They're like, we gonna be listening. We gonna be listening. But E-Man, I want to go back to this.
Mm-hmm.
Stephanie said her husband cannot. He feels that if he do not wear his jersey, that's why the Cowboys lost. Right? Did I hear that right?
You know, a lot of people are superstitious like that.
That I mean, is it super? That is cuckoo loco a little bit, but okay.
No, them Cowboys fans, you know, if you ain't got your certain tennis shoes, they don't do their ritual, and the Cowboys lose, they feel like it's, oh, man, you know, I didn't watch the game on the back porch.
Right, right. But, you know, one of my family members, one of my sisters, she be walking through with a chest poked out, frowns on her face. They getting on my nerves. They knew better than that. I'm like, girl, those people can't hear you. What's going on?
Right, right. Yes. Well, guys, we so appreciative that you guys will hang out with E-Man and Mandy. Mr. T. Smiley have turned the big chair over to me. He said, E-Man, you got it for 2 weeks. I'm on vacation.
Wow.
And after we did the live broadcast, Mr. T. said, E-Man, I'm going on me a vacation. Here are the keys. You just do whatever you want to do. So shout out. Thank you, Mr. T. You know,
yes.
I got your back, sir. We so appreciative that he allowed me to host this show. And to all you listening, all of you that follow Mr. T. Smiley, you can check him out every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. right here on We Talk Radio Network.
Yes.
He'll be back next week. He'll be back running strong.
Yes, he will.
You know what I'm saying? He'll be back. He's going to have a lot of great things for us into the 2022 year. We're going to be doing a lot of more live remotes. And so we just peacock proud, high, and happy that all this going over here on We Talk Radio. Shout out to the founder.
Shout out to Miss Kia Davis.
Yeah, shout out to Miss Kia Davis. And she's just doing the doggone thing. So appreciative that, you know, that she allowed brother to come back home.
Right,
you
right.
Know, I remember back in 2010 when she started the network, Mandy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when I tell you this black woman is resilient, you know, listen, if you don't want to do radio, by the time you get through talking to Kia D,
right,
you'll start your own station and show.
I'm telling you now, if you want a boost, if you need an energy drink, all you have to do is bring Kia D in the room, and the room literally lights up. One thing that really sticks out about Miss Kia Davis, E-Man, too,
mm-hmm.
is her authentic heart. She is the CEO of We Talk Radio, right?
Right.
And she's not selfish. She wants to see everybody win. And this is why, guys, we here on We Talk Radio Network, we always say support the network, because you have a founder over here that has a heart for everybody. I mean, this woman will literally help anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the type of organization that you want to sow into. You want to sow into someone that has a heart of humility, such as Miss Kia. Shaquille Davis.
Yeah, yeah. And so that's why we say we are the number one station.
Uno.
Right here on We Talk Radio Network. I know it's a lot of other networks out
right,
there.
Right, right. But you're absolutely correct. We Talk Radio Network is the number one station. And you have so many people that are engaged with We Talk Radio Network. And so many people is supportive of We Talk Radio Network winnings, right?
Yes.
Because everybody on the network is winning.
For sure that. And that's why we talk.
We listen.
We talk a whole lot,
mm-hmm.
but we do listen.
We do listen.
And if you mess with it, we'll take action.
Uh-huh. Always in action. We told you all the shows. We
yeah.
gave you the lineup, right? They are moving in action over here.
Yes. And so we're so appreciative to all of you guys that's hanging out on the phone lines. Listen, I'm bringing this other caller up. Last four numbers, 3900. You're on the K Radio Show. Hello, who is this?
This is Brother Dwayne Williams.
Hey, Dwayne, good morning. Good, sir. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Good morning. Good morning. First time caller into this show on a Saturday morning.
Well, listen, Mr. T. Smiley says it like this here. You have become a caveman. When you call into the Cave Radio Show, when you join this show, you have become a caveman. So you're officially a caveman, Mr. Dwayne.
Family.
Family.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah, that's what's up, bro.
Well, in regards to the Cowboys, Miss Stephanie, her husband isn't the only one who is superstitious and into the, you know, Dallas Cowboys. Because I'm going to say that the Dallas Cowboys is a reflection of Dallas in the whole. Notice that if the Cowboys win a game, or mm-hmm. let's say if they lose a game, on Monday morning when you come into work or just all over Dallas, everybody's sad.
Right,
if they
right.
win a game, everybody's happy.
For sure.
And that's the general sentiment of how strong the Cowboys is in Dallas, Texas.
Right, right.
As far as the roof is concerned, I heard the same thing, not growing up in Dallas, but I heard the same thing about the roof, that it's God's team and God is always looking in on Dallas Cowboys, so I have
yeah.
to concur with E-Man. Yeah,
give my $20, Mandy. When we was on break, Dwayne, Mandy bid me $20. Ain't nobody gonna call up and say that. I ain't heard to see Mandy young whippersnapper, Dwayne. And so I'll give my $20 before the show is over with.
I guess the Cowboys, they just walking in glory, huh?
That's
ahead,
what I heard. Now, and my third statement is the game on Thursday was a little unsettling. I'm
mm-hmm.
not comfortable with what I'm seeing.
Okay.
And some of the reasons is coaching. It's funny how
mm-hmm.
even in the college ranks that there's a lot of coaches being moved around. And I don't like to bring color into a lot of things, but sometimes they could put like the coordinator. They put
mm-hmm.
this young white boy into a position in the NFL with very little experience. I don't even know if he had experience in the college ranks and allowed to coach in the NFL. And there was just so many things that he did wrong that you could see the inexperience of what he was trying to do on Thursday, especially
yes,
coming down the stretch. So,
yeah, because that's a lot of the talk, Dwayne, is about his name. Is a lot of talk is he the guy for the Cowboys and where they're going with the new coach? Because he kind of did he have that mindset of what was the old coach we had here? Just left out. I forget his name now.
He just
what
got
was
fired.
Name?
I don't like to say it like that, but you know they just let him go from Giants.
Well, yeah, I can't
think
his name right now. But anyway, you know, that's what they talking about. Should Kellen Moore go and they bring a new offensive coordinator because they talked about how the defense really stepped up to win the game and Kellen Moore, he's somewhat beginning to be predictable, just like Jason Garrett. I know it'll come into my head.
Jason
just
Garrett,
like Coach
right.
yeah, Jason Garrett. So we'll see, Dwayne. We'll see.
Yeah, thank you so much for calling
in. That's what I'm looking out to, you know. And maybe he could stay because now he's been there, what, 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you grow into the position. But it's, you know, sometimes what annoys me or frustrates me is that, and like I said, I don't like to look into color and everything, but it takes, when a black man steps into a position,
mm-hmm.
he's got 15 years of experience before they let him be a coordinator, or 10 years. But this guy came in with very, I don't even know what experience he did have, but he was young, and then he's a coordinator. And
he was a great coordinator in college. He was a great coordinator in college. And then
what
I think
college
he
did he go to?
It escapes my mind right now. But then he, you know, he worked his way up to, I believe it was over there. He was over, don't quote me on this, but I want to say Oakland Raiders, because, you know, my son played for Oakland Raiders, and I remember him being there for a little season. So, you know, as you're stating, probably not in the NFL, but this is the new way of the world. This is the way I see it, Dwayne. I think, you know, when you look at CEOs, they look at these new sharp minds. You know, he's a young guy with new ambition. This, you know, the way he think, being orthodox, the way, and so, you know, they grow up because, you know, that's our next generation. And even though the game is a real skill set, you know, you get. Because you remember when they bring him in, he wasn't afraid to do the play calling. He wasn't afraid to do those plays. But you know, down through the, you got to understand the system of the whole game. You know, he came in being orthodox, but then, you know, he can't make the decision. The decision got to come from the head coach. This, you know, he may be making them on the field, but you got to understand during the week they done rolled out all the plays, and this is what Jason Garrett say he would want. This is what the coaches say they will want. So he have to strategize what plays along with the chemistry of the game, what he's going to call. And then you got to look at the coaches up there in the booth that's sending down plays to him and saying, okay, let's do R6 3-3. What did that mean? I want to throw it. You know, I want to disguise a trick play. So all that's organized. You know, he may get the heat just like Jason Garrett got the heat, but there's a lot of that is coming from up there in the booth. But anyway, you know, we so appreciative that you would call us this morning, man. We are hanging out on the K Radio Show. We want to thank all of you guys that's been on the network today. Mr. T Smile is out on vacation, and he gave me the big share. But we got to get ready to get on up out of here. This has been a great show.
I had some breakfast this morning.
Yeah, man to hook the brother up.
Yeah, you have to visit the studio sometime, Mr. Dwayne. We'll get you some breakfast. You're always welcome.
Sure,
your family
will.
Now.
Yeah, well, you're part of the caveman, and we so appreciative that you would hang out with us, Dwayne. And to all of you over on the network, we so appreciative that you would join the Cave Radio Show. Shout out to Chuck World Class Barbershop that's listening over there in Plano, Texas this morning. Shout out to all of you on the network. Shout out to Miss Stephanie who called in. We see the phone lines are lit up. Shout out to you. We hope that you will have a blessed day today.
Yeah.
Why? Because this, you're listening to the number one radio station. That is We Talk Radio Network. We got to go. And listen, be back next Thursday. I mean, next Thursday. I'm thinking about the Cowboys. Be back next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. Mr. T. Smiler be back.
Yes.
Join me tomorrow night. It is the E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. Yeah, me and Mandy will be back. Mr. Dwayne will be back with us. We'll be on the E-Man After Show tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Got a big 6 question we're going to put out there for you guys. We would love for you guys to call in and join the conversation.
Yes.
And so until next Saturday, you guys be blessed. And Mandy, let's think big.
B-I-G.
Because I believe in God.
Because God believes in me.
And we are all living proof.
Until next time.
Be blessed, everybody.
Amen.
Have a good,
good day.
Searching for peace that we cannot find. Yeah, yeah. Asking questions. cause we don't know why. Oh yes, we all need you to make a way, and we all need you, that's why we pray. We all need you here in this place. We all need you, show us the way. When it all falls down and there's no way,
tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.